The White House said today that it remains concerned about the ongoing violence in Egypt, but that it would still take its time to determine if President Morsi's ouster by the military should be labeled a coup d'etat. If it is, that would force the administration to cut off more than $1 billion in aid to Egypt. And that is why the American response to the crisis in Egypt has turned into a very difficult balancing act. So says Michael Wahid Hanna, a senior fellow at the Century Foundation.
Because of the well-established and deep aid relationship that has existed for many years now, the U.S. never has the choice of silence. Silence is always seen as acquiescence, whereas overt and vocal messaging is then seen as interference. So from the get-go, it is a very difficult balancing act. And so as we see now, we see the Obama administration and our ambassador in Cairo taking a great deal of flack from all sides.
And the ambassador is Ann Patterson, the U.S. ambassador to Cairo.
Exactly. Yeah. The administration has tried to play a behind-the-scenes role very prominently in recent days in trying to broker some sort of compromise in the aftermath of June 30th when Egypt saw unprecedented public protest. Obviously, they were unsuccessful, but we see in how Egyptians have reacted to their perception of the U.S. role many of the difficulties that the bilateral relationship now entails.
Well, tell us specifically what the U.S. has been doing in the past few days.
Well, in the past few days, we've seen the ambassador and also the White House in the form of the new National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, trying to bring the sides together. In these final days, I think the embassy was doing what any embassy in such a situation would do, which was trying to diffuse what was a growing political crisis and seeking some way out. But in the end, the military went ahead based on its own perceptions of its own priorities vis-a-vis Egyptian society and stability.
Now, according to one account in the New York Times, there was a third party, an Arab foreign minister, who urged Morsi on behalf of the United States. He said he was an emissary of the U.S., urged Morsi to step down. That sounds like the U.S. was quite deep into what was going on in the background.
Yeah, it's an interesting irony in the end that the Muslim Brotherhood leaned and relied on the United States so heavily, perhaps more so than was warranted by the United States' actual influence. But clearly, in the United States, the Muslim Brotherhood, which has traditionally been an anti-American organization, saw a key interlocutor. And in fact, in some ways, it appears that the Brotherhood believed that U.S. support might head off a military intervention. And that proved, obviously, to be a bad bet.
So one line that stood out from the New York Times account is that one of Morsi's aides came back to him and said, referring to the U.S. encouragement to step down, he said, "Mother told us to stop playing in 1 hour," using mother to indicate Mother America. Unpack the use of the word mother there. It does not sound complimentary.
No, it's not. And it refers to a very popular play from the 90s called Mama America, which was a caricature of the United States' role in the Arab world. And so that reference is a pejorative one, obviously, but a recognition, I think, of the failure of their efforts to head off what was an organic and domestic response, one that the United States in the end didn't have the wherewithal to stop.
Michael, I'm just curious, where are you from originally? Do you have any personal connections to Egypt?
My parents are, in fact, Egyptians, and so I do have extended family in Egypt and have visited many, many, many times over the years and spent a considerable amount of time there.
So with that personal connection, with the fact that you follow this situation, how are you feeling right now with what seems to be the big headline, democracy falling apart in Egypt?
Well, it's not just democracy falling apart, but more frightening, I think, is the very real prospect of civil strife. The social fabric of the country has been fraying for months. We've seen the increase in incendiary and dehumanizing rhetoric. We've seen some of that translate into violence against vulnerable groups like Christians, like Shia. And more recently, we've seen an increase in dehumanizing approaches to the political enemy from both sides. That's been accompanied by political violence. And I think Egypt faces the real prospect of broad-based civil strife. And I think that's something that should worry all of us.
Michael Wahid Hanna, senior fellow at the Century Foundation, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.